The following program is paid for by Apartment Water Solutions, LLC.
Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network and the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to multifamily industry operations. I'm your host, Paul Marks, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio, and we have a great show with a wonderful guest who's extremely knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. And today we're discussing the topic of mindset movement mastery, unlocking success in the evolving multifamily industry. I have joining me by phone a longtime multifamily industry veteran, the fabulous Cecilia Cascio, the Chief Executive Officer of Next Gen Legacy, and also a good friend of mine. Welcome, Cecilia.
Thank you, Paul, and thank you for having me on your show today.
Yeah, this is a very interesting topic. I'm certainly excited to hear about mindset, movement, mastery, and unlocking success in the evolving multifamily industry and your thoughts on that. So first of all, tell us a little bit, or enlighten our listeners, I happen to know, but enlighten our listeners a little bit about your journey into multifamily. How did you get started, and what are some of the challenges you overcome?
Well, you know, I got started, I like to say when I was 10. I started 30 years ago, so that tells you it's been a long time. you know, I was still working a pegboard system back there. Today, we're going through AI, right? So, like, a completely different world. But yeah, I started out as a leasing agent and just evolved into owning my own business, and it's all because of my journey in multifamily and the education that came with it, the experience, and definitely the challenges that came along the way. You know, you learn to adapt and overcome very quickly in this industry if you want to be successful. I think that is one of my greatest attributes in many ways, but and I take that back. My greatest gift in this industry was my teams that I had throughout the years. I think that they have really helped me move leaps and bounds and have just provided me such a wealth of knowledge. You know, people think they learn from the leaders, but really it's the leaders that learn from their people. So when we talk about challenges, the challenges are no different than, you know, what everybody else faces. It's really about the teams you have in place and what you pour into them that determines your outcome.
You know, I happen to know that you have a vast background in the affordable housing side. Talk a little bit about that and how that is different than your experience in maybe market rate type properties.
Well, you know, Paul, I don't, a lot of people don't know this, but I was a teen mom who lived on Section 8 for a very short period. So my passion for affordable housing is very personal. And I think that when I come across these projects, which the majority of my career has had some form of affordable housing. Affordable housing has this stigma that I try to, you know, help educate people on so they can overcome those negative experiences that they think they may have if they provide these services to our customers. The reality of it is affordable housing is your, you know, $80,000 annual employee who cannot afford a $3,000 a month apartment, a year $65,000 a year teacher who lives on a salary, that cannot afford a, you know, $2,500 a month apartment, but requires the access to the proximity of the, what the, where the living is in order to be able to get those jobs. So I affordable housing, I can get into, like, that's a whole nother segment that can go on for a very long time, because I think the stigma that it holds is really not a reality. You know, I think, you know, from just knowing what I've done the past years, is I've dealt it with everything from, you know, tax credit to HUD. And I think those children and the experiences that we give them are our future, and thankful of how we handle and educate others on affordable housing, because it is not what people think as a whole. It is you, it is me, it is my neighbor, it is the teacher who's teaching my children, the police officer who's driving down the street, the nurse who is taking care of us at the doctor's office. It is my property manager, my maintenance guy, my leasing agent. And I say all that to say that, you know, workforce housing and or these C and some of the B properties have residents in them that don't qualify for these, you know, income regulated projects that fall in the 30 percentile AMI, but still fall in that 60%, 70%, 80%, and depending in what state you live in, 120% of AMI. Wow. So when you put all of that into real perspective, I mean, it requires that we as an industry truly educate our communities, our investors, and our team members, because dealing with affordable housing does require a different mindset. And I just, as you can tell, can get very passionate about it.
Well, we've got about 4 minutes left in this segment. Let's get right into the mindset. Talk about why you believe the mindset is so critical for multifamily professionals, especially in today's real estate market.
What's the foundation for navigating challenges, Paul? You know, whether you're dealing with market shifts or leading teams, it is required, and you have to be resilient, and you have to be innovative, and you have to understand that, you know, what you think each and every day is what you push out to your community, to your residents, to your business plan. And we can have things in writing. We can have all the binders, all the rules, all the regulations. But if we don't work on our mindset and how to manage it and go through the processes of solutions and turning situations into positive ones for our customer, then we will be stuck, whether our customer is our vendor, our team, our residents, our community. So I just think that, you know, when we truly foster a growth mindset, it helps us as professionals stay focused on being sustainable and having long-term success, because our industry is ever changing. Like, you and I have seen so much. And what's here today will be different in 6 months if we're lucky.
Yeah, you know, you're right. And when it comes to the mindset, what are some of the barriers you've seen? We've got about 2.5 minutes left, but I also want you to add in some specific examples in your career where a shift in mindset has been significant.
I think it's that fear of failure. You know, that is a big thing that's a big barrier people have. It's the fear of failure and the fear of overcoming, you know, grasping the change and being able to overcome it. And I say that for myself, you know, stepping in to my own entrepreneurship role, it took me some time, but I think, you know, what I built through multifamily and the resilience that you experience and you live by and you go through is really something that helped me take that next step. And I see it in our people every day. I mean, our people are absolutely amazing. They are resilient. They are able to navigate many different facets of what is happening on a property on a day-to-day basis, you know, and that takes a specific mindset. So it's really important that we continue to self-develop and grow together, and as leaders help our team members grow in order to ensure success on their assets or their professional personal development. So, you know, I hope I answered that question there.
Yeah, and we've got about a minute left, and what is a tip that you can give to our audience about trying to establish that mindset?
Write it down. Write down your goals and then how you can achieve them. And it's really, really important to write down your biggest dream, your biggest goal, whether it's professional or personal. And then 100 times it, because whatever you write down really isn't big enough, because you're writing it down with the mindset of attaining it. Make it so attainable that it scares you. I promise you, you will make it happen if you write it down and see it and start believing in it. It really is just thinking about it every day. Writing your biggest dream, scariest dream, something that you think is not attainable, writing it down is overcoming a fear. And when you write it down and you stick it on that wall, it's something you look at every day. And it helps that mindset shift every day. Every day, look at it and say, this is what I'm going to do. These are the steps I'm going to take today. Baby steps. People want immediate gratification, but I didn't get to where I'm at overnight. It's been a 30-year road and a lot of failure, but those failures are part of my mindset growth and the steps to my success, and they'll be the steps to your success if you just take that route.
All right. Well, we are going to be back right after this short break. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Is your multifamily property still on clunky mechanical locks or managing multiple systems for electronic locks? There's a better way to manage your property's access. Zintra is a single system to manage unit, perimeter, and amenity spaces for your multifamily property. Zintra is designed for property and maintenance staff who are overwhelmed and need a system that works from the leasing office to on the go with the Zintra mobile app. Whether you're a leasing agent handling a move-in, a property manager generating reports, or maintenance staff accessing a work order, Zintra will handle your access needs simply and securely. Zintra is paired with Schlage's world-class line of hardware and is now the first to be able to offer Resident Key in Apple Wallet as a solution for tap-and-go entry to all access points on your property with an iPhone or Apple Watch. With Zintra, you don't have to sacrifice between a world-class experience for your residents and decreasing the workload on your staff. Zintra is quick, simple, and secure enough to handle all your multifamily property's access needs. To get started, visit Zintra.co, Zentra.co, Zintra.co, or contact your Allegion representative.
In a fast-paced world of multifamily management, staying connected matters. Need to grow your LinkedIn and boost your visibility? With DottiPost, you can do it smarter and faster. DottiPost lets you create stunning professional posts in just seconds. You can highlight your property, showcase your team, and engage your audience, all while growing your network. With easy-to-use templates and real-time insights, DottiPost helps you increase your followers and connect with potential clients effortlessly. Take your multifamily business to new heights use DottiePost to turn your LinkedIn into your most powerful tool. DottiePost. Post smarter. Grow faster. Go to DottiePost.com to sign up. Well, we are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network, and coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing the topic of mindset movement mastery, unlocking success in the evolving multifamily industry. I am Paul Marks, and joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, the amazing Cecilia Cascio, the Chief Executive Officer of NextGen Legacy. I do want to remind our audience, if you would like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or just listen to the archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. So, Cecilia, in the first segment, we talked about why mindset matters in multifamily. And in this segment, we are going to be talking about the power of taking strategic action. So, once somebody has the right mindset, what does movement mean in the context of the multifamily industry?
To me, it means taking the action to adapt and grow. And that from a professional standpoint, it could be streamlining your operations, adopting innovative practices, and especially those practices that meet the resident needs and the business plan. You know, we are focusing a lot on AI today. And I tell people, make sure to be strategic about any platforms that you push out, because we want to move quickly, but we want to move strategically. We want to make sure that every step we take involves the employee, team member buy-in. And that, to me, is strategizing. You know, you really have to be mindful of everybody that is impacted by the movement you make. But it's really important that we take action. And everybody wants to do well when they are making moves out in the industry. You know, Paul, I'll tell you, I have made moves before where I start moving 100 miles a minute, and then I start going out, would go out to the sites, and everybody's like, they're not even sure what's happening. And that's because I wasn't strategic in the way I handled the rollout. And I think that is really, really important, is taking action, yes, but being strategic on how that action is rolled out to your teams.
So we've got about 7 minutes left in this segment. So how can multifamily professionals identify opportunities to move forward strategically, whether it's in operations technology or just in portfolio growth?
I think you really need to listen to the data. And listen to the team members and those residents that live on that property. You know, we tend to analyze market trends, but it's really important to listen to the information that is really right in front of us. Listen to the resident feedback. And when you start listening to the team members, you start to identify operational inefficiencies. And that's really important. You know, there's so many opportunities out there through the different technology programs that are available to us from the front end all the way to the back end. And I think that if we just take the time to truly read the data, listen to your resident and team member feedback, you will be able to efficiently and effectively strategize whatever it is that your business plan requires in order to be successful.
And when you talk about the role of in movement of innovation. How can multifamily businesses stay ahead of the curve there?
Well, innovation is essential. It drives efficiency. It does drive satisfaction. And it does drive profitability if it is done correctly. And I'm sorry, if it is used correctly. Embracing technology and having that forward-thinking mindset and practices, it ensures that we not only are able to compete, but we remain relevant. And I think that it's important that we understand where our team members are at. And if you realize there's always, I always go back to the team members because they are the central point of everything we do. And they impact every part of the business. But it's important that we understand where our team members are at and their understanding of whatever innovation is being put in play in order to successfully utilize it and ensure its effectiveness to our business. There are so many products out there, and we as an industry tend to roll out so many different things that we don't master what is right in front of us before we move on to the next thing. And that can hurt a business. Now, if you can get the employee buy-in and get them trained and get everybody to understand the end goal and the roadmap to get there, that to me ends in success. I've seen it. So.
Yeah. And share, if you can, some examples of some of the moments in your career where taking action or moving made all the difference in a project success that you were working on.
Well, I think one of them was teaching our team members about self-development. I think when people start to believe in their capabilities, they tend to take greater ownership of everything they do. And the key, in my opinion, to everything that we do in our industry is ownership. Everything we do in our professional and personal life, but we're speaking about multifamily in general at this time, and it's taking ownership of those assets. And so I think when we as leaders help develop our team members into whatever it is that they have in mind for their career path, that creates a level of ownership that is then embodied by everybody in the organization. And at that point, you see success. And where the failures happen, you see the team members that help step in to fill the gaps for each other. So I think for me and my experience and what I always tell my clients is, help your team members understand where they are, where they want to be, and what steps are you taking as an organization, as a leader, to get them to that goal that they'd like to reach, because that is movement and that is planning and that is really investing into them. You invest into your team members, they will move mountains, and that, to me, is where you have success.
We've got about a minute and a half left in this segment, and I wanted to ask you, because you've mentioned the word failure a couple of times, and I remember my grandfather used to always say, just because someone fails doesn't make them a failure. And what kind of a tip or guidance can you give to someone when the inevitable happens and something fails, instead of getting down in the moment, what should they do?
Self-reflect. What could I have done differently? What could I have changed? How could I have planned differently? There are times that there is nothing you could have done to change the outcome. But more times than none, there is a tweak you could have made, a step you could have taken, a conversation you could have had. It's about accountability and self-accountability. Don't be quick to point the finger. Just look at what you could have done differently and change it. There is nothing wrong with failure. It's repeated failures. It's when you don't make the change and continue making the same mistake for lack of self-reflection or desire to have a different outcome.
That's exactly right. Very, very wise. But I tell you what, we are going to break it here. We're going to be back right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
SMART is a national multifamily research and analytics company providing market, property, and floor plan level data to track performance, evaluate competitive strategies, and identify potential investment opportunities. Their innovative web-based software and mobile application contains extensive searchable inventory of granular historical data, floor plan by floor plan rents, concessions, and availabilities for enhanced analysis and forecasting. For more information or to sign up for a free trial, go to smartapartmentdata.com.
Application fraud in multifamily is a major challenge we're all contending with today, and the risk is ever increasing, making it more important than ever to strive for driving delinquency to 0%. If you could eliminate the worst form of application fraud with just a few clicks, you would, right? With PayScore, accuracy is everything. By automating income verification, they deliver clear, concise, and 100% bank-verified income reports in minutes. No more doubts, delays, or fraud. Just the truth about applicants. Income. PayScore. Accurate, easy, safe. Visit PayScore.com and start verifying with confidence. PayScore. Click, verify, relax.
Well, we are back and you are listening to Multifamily Matters powered by the Multifamily Media Network. And coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing the topic of mindset movement mastery, unlocking success in the evolving multifamily industry. I am Paul Marks, and joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, the fantastic Cecilia Cascio, the Chief Executive Officer of NextGen Legacy. I do want to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. Rev, the leasing management company. Rev is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Zentra, a seamless security solution designed to solve the everyday problems of shared property access. Zentra is the convergence of exceptional security and convenience. And PayScore, learn the truth about applicant income. So, Cecilia, in our first segment, we talked about why mindset matters in multifamily. And in the last segment, we talked about the power of taking strategic action. Let's talk about mastery, sustaining excellence in multifamily. How do you define mastery in the multifamily industry, and what does it look like in practice?
Mastery is consistently delivering excellence in everything we do, from leadership, strategy, our operations. It's about going beyond the day-to-day and creating value, not just value, but lasting value through everything we do. And I say excellence, and I want to define the difference between, I say excellence and not perfection, because I think that sometimes, especially with new leaders, there can be some issues in really helping the team members in their experience. Excellence is trying to perform at a high standard. And to me, that takes a growth mindset. It takes wanting to learn and progress and teaching our team members how important that is. And perfection is trying to achieve something without any errors. And you and I both know that is unrealistic. You know, it also is more of a fixed mindset, and it leads people to burnout. And we know how dangerous that can be in our industry. We as an industry have the burden of not just ensuring that we meet financial results, but we also provide a positive place for our residents in our community. So I think when you really work on mastering these different techniques, it all comes down to the ownership that we take as leaders for our people, and our people take for their residents. And that, again, creates success.
I'm sure mastery takes some continuous learning and development. So why is that important, and how do you suggest people do that?
Well, it's important because our industry is ever changing. I mean, you know, what regulation is in place today may not be in place tomorrow, or maybe, you know, 100-fold tomorrow. And I think that it's really probably the easiest times for us to stay educated and stay informed because of all the technology that's in place. And again, another level is teaching our team members how to utilize that technology. But in order for our business to grow, and by the business, I mean every facet of it, we have to make sure that we continue to train our people and develop our team members and make sure that we provide the resources available, and we provide the resources to them, but teach them how to use those resources. Because at times, it's not that the resources aren't available. It's that people don't know how to use them or don't know how to get to them. That is not just for our multifamily industry. That is a whole out there. I'm finding as I'm doing this training that people don't know how to utilize the resources available to them because they don't know that they're there. So training in developing our team members has always been, to me, the secret sauce to our success. Because, again, they feel empowered. They feel like they're part of something greater. And when you feel like you're part of something greater, you definitely own it.
Yeah. We've got about 5 minutes left in this segment, and I want to ask you, because in our audience, we have all kinds of leaders. We have owners, we have executives, we have regional managers, we have property managers, we have lead maintenance techs that listen to our show, and they're all leaders of teams that work with them. So how would you tell them that leadership plays a role in sustaining excellence, and how can they cultivate mastery within those teams they manage?
Well, I would tell you, a good leader will know that everybody on the team has a leadership role. Our groundskeeper is they lead the visual of the property, because if our properties don't look clean, nobody's going to want to drive up to them. And so it's really understanding each and every role on these assets and helping our team members understand the value that they bring as individuals and in collaboration as team members. So for those that are just starting out, take the time to listen and know that you don't have to have the answer to everything. The greatest, I think, my greatest mentors are the best listeners. You know, one of the owners that I work for, he would sit there and just listen to what I had to say and really would help me understand how to align things that I came across that were challenging. And I think that as leaders, we have to really help others by meeting them where they're at. And when you meet people where they're at and give them the roadmap to where they want to be, they, in turn, provide or give that ownership attitude that you've heard me also say a number of times. Because in this industry, I believe that it takes that ownership mentality and mindset to stand above the rest. And, you know, some people may not want to hear that, but that's the reality. When you look out there and you see those that have the greatest success, it's because they take ownership of their personal development, of their professional development, and they've had leaders who have helped them grow by helping with their mindset, helping them believe in themselves, helping them understand that the value they provide to that asset, to that business plan, to that community, to that resident each and every day goes way beyond what can be measured at that very moment. And for me, I think that's where I feel that we as an industry have to continue empowering and helping our team members understand that they really have to work on. Let me back up a little bit. So my ADHD is kicking in a little bit here. as leaders, it is our responsibility to help others understand their roadmap to success through mastering whatever skill set it is that they apply and they bring to our business, and helping them be great at it, because people are here because they want to be here. There's a lot of other industries that they could go work in just from working in the multifamily industry. As you and I both know, this is not an easy industry to work on, and you can market it into different industries. So they have a love for this. They have a love for housing. They have a love for helping people. And I think as leaders, you know, we have that responsibility, and I don't think I fully answered your question, but we have the responsibility to ensure that our team members are properly trained and are constantly receiving that training and feedback to improving themselves professionally and personally.
All right. Well, we are going to be back with our final segment of this episode right after this short break. You are listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Control by Net provides communities with video surveillance solutions accessible 24/7 from any web browser or mobile device. Our remote guarding reduces crime in garages and mailrooms. Many top owners and managers already utilize our services and love the single sign-on feature to see all properties. As NAA and NMHC members, Control by Net only serves multifamily. Our cloud and managed video solution is consistently voted easiest to use. We meet any compliance requirements. Visit us at www.controlbynet.com or email us for a free site survey at crproperty@controlbynet.com.
Back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network and coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing the topic of mindset, movement, mastery, unlocking success in the evolving multifamily industry. I'm your host, Paul Marks, and joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, the awesome Cecilia Casso, the Chief Executive Officer of Next Gen Legacy. I do want to take a moment and thank some of our other sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. Balanced Asset Solutions, CPAs with expertise in the multifamily property management. DirecTV, the ultimate entertainment experience, is now available to all multifamily residents. Smart Apartment Data, the most comprehensive and up-to-date intelligence on the multifamily industry, and CTS Complete Technology Solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. So, Cecilia, in the first segment, we discussed setting the stage, why mindset matters in multifamily. In the second segment, we discussed movement, the power of taking strategic action. Third segment, we discussed mastery, sustaining excellence in multifamily. And in this segment, we're going to talk about some actionable takeaways for multifamily professionals. So for those who are listening today, what are the first steps that someone can take to align mindset, movement, and mastery in their own lives and work?
Well, I think it's clarify your purpose, determine your why. And you need to really work on adopting a growth mindset, and we can get into that as well on what that means. But it's focusing on saying replacing negative talk about what's happening around you, whether it's a resident that's coming in screaming or you know, even something that you're doing yourself, and replacing it with like, I am capable, or I am going to shift this to a positive outcome today. I mean, it's as easy as saying that. And then really picturing yourself doing that. This is nothing new. This is the stuff we used to use when we used to have the mirrors and people used to look at each other, right? It was when they were in there screaming or yelling, it was about giving people that visual of like, oh, you know, I'm going to change how I'm behaving, because that's what all this is about. It's reframing those limiting beliefs. It's embracing challenges. It's learning from your failures and just really understanding how important it is to learn and accept feedback and finding that focus on what you're looking to achieve. I think those are just really big action steps to take. Is, you know, take those steps, set those goals, build those habits, be consistent, and just commit to lifelong learning, because that is really what we're required to do each and every day. You know, what I believe, I act on. What I act on, I master. And what I master, I align with my purpose. You know, I think it's really big. I used to tell my kids when they get down, hey, like head up, shoulders back. You know, you walk like you own it. That's how we have to walk into these offices each and every day.
Yeah, we've got about 3.5 minutes left before I want to transition to something. But I wanted to ask you why the framework of mindset, movement, mastery is particularly important right now in the multifamily industry.
Because there's so many changes, and there's so many there's changes, there's the different pressures, you know, the different mental health issues that we come across, not just with the residents that we serve, but also within our industry, that we need to pay closer attention to. And I think all of this, it doesn't solve that problem altogether, but it is a very big stepping stone. Walking in with a different mindset and learning as an industry will move us leaps and bounds, and will help our team members who deal with the day-to-day deal with all the challenges they have.
If in the last couple of minutes here, if you've got some tips that you can provide, or advice, recommendations that you can give to someone who's trying to thrive in the multifamily industry, what would those be?
Stay adaptable. Embrace the challenges as opportunities. take strategic action and commit to yourself. Commit to be your best self each and every day. Be resilient and focus on what is part of your greater plan for yourself and for your team members, because together we get more stuff done than alone.
Well, before go ahead.
I was going to say that is, I think, my biggest takeaway from everything that I've done is we can move mountains together.
Definitely. So before we end this episode, I want to let you talk a little bit about what you're working on now, let our listeners know a little bit about, Next Gen Legacy. And also, if they wanted to reach out to you, what's the best way for them to do that?
Well, Next Gen Legacy is my umbrella brand for my real estate and asset management company and for my Legacy Builders Learning Academy. And that's really what I've been working on is I've been out being a partner with a few different groups in buying multifamily. And I've also started creating a Legacy Builders Leading Academy, and that's really to teach people how to become stronger leaders. And my real estate summit that is coming second quarter of 2025 is to teach people how to get out there and buy real estate. It's within reach, and I think so many of us in the industry are truly great at running this stuff, whether it's small multifamily, large multifamily. And my dream is to, and my goal is to reach our team members and show them how they can create their own generational wealth. And generational wealth means a lot of different things to different people, whether it's, education for your family, whether it's changing career paths, whether it's buying real estate. For me, it was buying real estate, buying the buildings that I was running for many others. Now I am part of the ownership group. So, the Leaders Academy, I think that's really what's in my heart, because that is training and development. And I think you can probably tell that that's big for me. I want to reach those in the affordable realm who need training and development to get out there, move mountains, and really make an impact on our communities.
So if someone wants to reach out to you, go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, and I can be reached at nextgenlegacy.com, and that's nexgenlegacy.com, or ceciliacasio.com. I'm also on Instagram. I am Cecilia Casio. And on LinkedIn, Cecilia Castillo Casio is my name on LinkedIn.
Perfect. Well, I have mentioned previously in this episode that Multifamily Matters is powered by the Multifamily Media Network, which is where you can find and listen to Multifamily Matters, as well as other great multifamily content and podcasts. Go to multifamilymedianetwork.com to check it out, and make sure to subscribe to the weekly newsletter. It keeps you informed on the latest and greatest from the platform. And a couple of weeks or a few weeks after this show is aired, there will be some new latest and greatest on the Multifamily Media Network, and that is, Cecilia, you're going to be a regular podcaster on the network, and you have a podcast that you're going to be dedicating and kind of honing in, as you said, on affordable housing and how you can help folks in that area. So we've got about 30 seconds left. Talk a little bit about what you got planned there.
Well, My plan is to make sure that we impact all the communities we serve. And I know that this to me is truly a blessing, because I think the reach that we have is much greater than those that I've been able to reach just through the different stages that I've been on, Paul. So my goal is to reach people who don't understand affordable housing, and even those that do, help us create a network of people that get out there and make an impact by educating others through, whether it's investment or it's understanding the different programs, or, you know, the resident services, the nonprofits, the for-profits. Like, there is so much out there that I feel we have not been able to touch, but most importantly, the families that are out there, and whether they are 30% AMI or 120% AMI, you know, the impact that we can have as an industry will create such a movement in these children that can just have better experiences in life, and they are our future. So it is our responsibility to make sure that we get out there and we empower these children, no matter their color, no matter their family's financial background, but empower them to understand that they have absolute greatness within them, and they just need to know that there's people out there who care about them and care about where they live and care about where they put their head at night, because they deserve to go to school each and every day with a full tummy and a feeling like they have a place to sleep at night. And again, I know that's more than 30 seconds and I can go on and on about that, but
well, no, it's very exciting. I'm so excited to have you get started with your podcast, but we do need to break it here. And thank you, Cecilia, for joining us. You're welcome back anytime. We are going to be back next week with another great topic and power panel of industry experts. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.